This is Rabbi David Felsenthal. We're learning Mishnayos Para. Today we'll be learning Chapter 12, Mishnah 4 and 5. Hamaza mechalin sharabim v'niknas lemikdash. If someone sprinkled on somebody from a public window, and then entered into the sanctuary of the Beis Hamikdash, v'nimsu hamayim pasulim, and then afterwards we found out that the mayim was pasul, then that person is putter from having to bring a chatas offering, because he's not considered a shogeg, he's considered an ones, because it's assumed that the water should be good from the public window for sprinkling. Mechalon shel yachid v'niknas lamikdash v'nimsa hamayim pesulim chayev. But if he was poured on from a private window in order to purify him, then he's chayev because he's a shogeg. He should have investigated to make sure it was good. Aval kohen gadol bein mechalon shel yachid bein mechalon shel rabim patur. But the kohen gadol, whether it was sprinkled on from a private or a public, he's patur because he's allowed to enter the sanctuary. Shein kohen gadol chayev al bias hamikdash. Kohen gadol is not chayev on coming into the sanctuary. Mechalikin hayu lifnei chalon shel rabim v'dorsin v'lo nimnanin. There are those people who used to slip before the public window because it would get very slippery from all the water that was dripping there. But they walked that way and did not refrain from walking in that water. They weren't worried about it making them pasul. Mifnei sh'amru mechata sh'asu mitzvasan eina mitamin. That water, that mechatas water that had done its mitzvah, done its purpose, and had been performed already, does not convey tumea, impurity. Mishnah 5. Oches hu hatahur bekardom hatame beknafo umazalav. So if someone's holding within their clothing, their skirt, an impure axe, so they don't touch it directly, and they sprinkle on it. Afal pi sheyeshalav kdei hazaya tahor, even though there's enough water on there for sprinkling left over, it's still tahor. Kama yehe b'mayim v'yebehem kdei hazaya, how much water should there be that would be enough for sprinkling? What is the measure of that? Kadesh Yatbil Roshe Gvolin Vyaza, enough to dip the tops of the shoots of the hyssop in it and sprinkle. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Roim Otam Kiilu Hein Al Ezov Shel Nechoshes. Rabbi Yehuda says, you regard it as if it were on a hyssop of brass. A hyssop of brass won't absorb the water. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Tomorrow I'll be learning Mishnah 6 and Mishnah 7.